This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday that a Russia-linked cyber attack targeting the largest U.S. fuel pipeline system is a criminal act. Biden made the comment at the beginning of a news conference about the U.S. economy on Monday. He was referring to the revelation that a ransomware attack on fuel supply company Colonial Pipeline had endangered the fuel supply to much of the East Coast. The president said federal agencies acted quickly to mitigate any impact on the country's fuel supply. The incident is sending gasoline prices to a seven-year high. U.S. officials say Colonial Pipeline, which is headquartered in the U.S. state of Georgia, proactively shut down its operations on Friday after ransomware hackers broke into some of its networks. U.S. intelligence agencies announced Monday they have evidence that cyber attackers were based in Russia. President Biden told reporters he would be speaking with Russian President Vladimir Putin about that, but he added that there is no evidence from U.S. intelligence agencies that the Russian government is involved. He added, however, that the Russian government, quote, has some responsibility to deal with this. Nepal's Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli lost a confidence vote in Parliament Monday, ending his attempt to show that he has enough support to remain in office. According to the parliamentary speaker, Oli got support from 93 of 232 lawmakers who were present. Several lawmakers abstained from the vote. 124 voted against him. The president of Nepal is expected to ask Oli to lead a caretaker government while members of parliament try to form a new government. Oli's moderate Communist Party split from the former Maoist rebels in March, breaking up the ruling coalition. This is VOA News.